Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
The doctor's here. Good morning, Dr. Zemke.
Good morning.
Someone just saying here a little bit, just reading Dr. Zemke's thesis on rap music in Aotearoa. Old one, but still valuable. Someone said that.
Oh, wow. Good reading.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's a text that came in, 53.95.
Oh, there's 100,000 words in there.
Isn't that there? Oh, yeah. It's a proper one then.
A lot of swear words. Oh, that's cool you're reading that.
Hey, so today we earlier on we played began in Africa, with Chemical Brothers, and it's got a really good wow.
Oh, does it?
So like, we're trying to. It's not the lion's too. A lion's more, like more deep.
Oh,
down
you
there.
Know what I think it is?
Leopard.
I think
it's leopard.
I think it's a puma. That's that real angry.
Is it that? If you're gonna do a song called "It Began in Africa,"
I know pumas from California.
Mountain lion.
No, they probably got it out of their backyard.
It's funny that you say puma, because the first song that we have
is a puma.
Has a puma.
So we're doing animal sounds today.
Is it puma or puma?
It's puma.
I think growing up, I always used to say puma. That's a sort of entitled North Shore puma.
I think it's a South American word, right? Puma.
Puma.
So we got the puma.
So it's animal sounds today.
It's a classic.
That does sound like it, though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's a little smaller than a lion. It doesn't have the depth, you know? It's a little, like, angry.
That's it.
It's quite scary. It's quite vicious.
What's the song we listen to?
It's Wildcat by Ratatat.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm destroying the song for y'all.
So is there like a difference between using, well obviously there's a difference, but between using animal sounds to be part of the melody or like the...
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. That's exactly what I was going to talk about. So I'm going to get really wankery. one guy calls it referential and embodied. Referential... Oh, season. Referential is when you want... it to hear it and to stand out and to think Wildcat. Embodied is when you don't want it. You want it to either mix in with multiple sounds and just, you know, like sometimes bird sounds are just used. You're not supposed to think, oh, bird.
Yeah.
That's the love. From a lot of my BFM years, I play bird sounds over songs. Annoyed the shit out of some people, but it's beautiful. Sounds great.
Well, there's one popular sample that apparently is in a lot of songs. It's a loon. And it's... It's sort of...
Oh, I know the one you mean.
Yeah, a little kookaburra-ish. Yeah. But they don't want you to think of Minnesota lakes. You know what I mean? It's just for a sound, so that's embodied. Whereas referential is like, yes, hear it.
Yeah.
So that is quite important. So I didn't mean to do animal sounds. I was going to do sound effects, but there were so many animal sounds. Ended up, you know, we'll do other sound effects on their own. But yeah, cats were a big one. I guess because, you know, let's face it, a lot of pop music's about sex and sort of animal and...
And cats are animals.
Yeah. All animals are animals, apparently.
And all animals have sex.
But just to get that sort of, you know, wildness and primitiveness and... But yeah, this song definitely, that's all it's, you know, that's it just wants you to think that. It wants...
This is a sexy song, is it?
Should we go on to the next one? Or do you want to play it out?
I just want to hear the wow again.
I know.
There we go,
yeah. Ooh, a bit of a bass referencing you. Okay, yeah, cool. Okay, cool. Oh, great noise having songs.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's trilogy problem is way out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, now they're all about samples.
Yeah.
And it's all built on it, so.
Of course, of all sample animal noises to use, of course, it's just like.
It's more like silliness, isn't it?
Yes,
like,
no, white horses are great!
They are.
They're sound, they make a silly sound, though. That's a silly sound. Because they do have a sort of a noble look and is.
That boy needs therapy. Psychosomatic. Where's that horse again? More horses coming in there or not?
That boy needs therapy. Lying down on the couch. What does that mean? You're a nut.
But there's something to be said about that sort of a galloping, sort of whinnying horse, isn't there? Avalanche was so good. Did you see them at Robin City Limits?
No, were they there?
Yeah, they were there. They played just for Grace Jones, actually.
Oh, they were. Now, I'm...
That's a good winning. That is a good winning.
I'm assuming they got that from vinyl. You know, like, I don't... They probably got it from a vinyl sound, either Sound Effects album or something, you know, because they're like they're vinyl hunters. Like, I don't think they went out and recorded the horse.
No, probably. I mean, that's...
Or they probably didn't even use a preset. Like, I think they found it on some old vinyl because that's just sort of how they work.
Do any of the musicians go out and record their own animal noises, though? I mean...
Well, I tell you what,
there's purists that do. There's purists that go out and they won't use any samples from anywhere. They go and create their own samples.
Yeah,
it's all about that.
I guess it depends on what era you're from.
Yeah.
You know, like now you have access, you can press a button and we could find it. But if in a different era you might have, or had to acquire it, like, you know, maybe from film, you know, film sound effects.
But there's a certain way that an old black and white film horse whinny sounds
right,
compared
to
one that you get down at the riding school.
So
down at the riding school.
That's probably what they've got. It's actually it would be from an album, I would assume.
Caller, are you getting involved in this conversation?
Yeah, look, animal noises. What about elephants?
Are we going to get to elephants?
We don't have an elephant today, but
can you do a good elephant noise?
Very good. It's called. Could be a bit heavy for the morning.
No, but can you do it? Can you do it? That's what I'm saying. It's a hard one to do.
I can do a horse. I'm not too bad on cows.
I think we're trying to stray outside the barnyard this morning. So maybe could we have a listen to your horse?
Talent.
Wait, is that a chicken?
I said we're going to stray outside the barnyard. Thank you. We've all had plenty of time. There's no elephant in the barnyard, though. So.
There's a good
elephant
sample.
In the barnyard.
Is there an elephant in your barnyard? There's a good elephant sample on Missy Elliott's Work It.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah,
I was surprised that wasn't an option.
Well, I didn't because
it's
not often enough. You know what I mean? Like, because we'd sit around waiting for it.
Yeah. It is great, though. It's iconic,
and also because
really.
It is sort of unexpected. It's not like this song where it's in a song with a lot of you know, like that you're sort of, it just comes to you like, oh, wait, we're doing animal sounds here.
Yeah.
So birds are popular.
Is that a bird as well?
I'm not sure, actually, now. I've got lost.
Okay, next tune.
Now, this is a weird one, and I'd never heard it before. And it's a Prince song. A Prince song I'd never heard before.
Oh, of course. I am a dog outside your door. Get out of there. You are a cat looking intense. I bite your leg in self-defense.
So apparently this was a B-side to Sign of the Times, which is why, you know, not everyone may have heard it.
It's quite a bold B-side, because Sign of the Times is such a cool song. There's a lot of songs, there's a lot of songs being written from the point of view of a dog, you know?
Well, yeah, there's that sort of sex thing again, you know? And in fact, apparently Sheena Easton wrote the song with him, and she was saying...
Sheena Easton?
She didn't mean it. It's Prince that made it the metaphor of the dog, you know?
Really? Who would have thought? You know, growing up, I was trying to think, like, when I'm playing with my son, and we've got this massive compendium, all these books, which have got animal sounds, like, down, you know, little buttons
and
play all the sounds. Coolest books ever. Nothing more frustrating when one of the sounds just isn't right. You know what I mean? You know, like, be a donkey, and it'll go, ee-haw. So I'm like, oh, no. Come on.
This is awesome. This Prince one's awesome. I want to play what I think is one of the worst, and a lot of people think it ruins the song.
Please. Go ahead.
you'll know the song and you will have forgot that that bird's there the whole song.
I love it. I love it.
No.
I do. I love birds. The song. I love the birds. Bird. I'm going to start bringing the bird back.
Why do you think it ruins it?
Sounds like someone riding past on a squeaky bike.
Because it's a nice, sweet song, and it kind of catches it.
But it's a nice, sweet bird.
Nature's sweet, isn't it? Is more than
just a dream. I don't believe it.
What's that, Jen?
Jen says the bird was live.
Her auntie's Minnie Riperton.
And that the bird was just in the background and just happened to...
So no one said take the bird out.
Sing along, everyone.
Well, if that bird was live, go that bird just like singing its way through. Not listen, like she's singing that, but the bird's just doing its own thing. Bird's going, I've got other birds to attract.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for that fact.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if the bird does ruin it. I don't mind the bird.
I don't mind the bird. In springtime. I kind of think that now I feel like she's singing to the bird.
Okay. Well, the bird's singing along.
Yeah, like Mary Poppins.
Is that such a bad thing? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I had a bit of resentment when you said the word Mary Poppins then.
Well, the other thing about that bird is it's definitely kind of a morning bird, right?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like they've woken up. Yeah. And they're in that morning, we just had a night of intimacy.
Rousing.
Yes, that's what it's all about. And those are the animal sounds we're all about.
The bird or the...
No, popular music is all about that.
So that's all the animal songs
we've
got.
That's all we've got today.
I've got one here that I just can't remember when the elephant comes in. But it really impressed me when it did come in, so we'll just keep talking until it does come in.
Yeah, and then we'll probably be...
Because we can't talk about how much it's going to cost to buy animal sounds.
Other sounds that I came across, some cicadas, frogs, to get
cicadas,
that sort of atmosphere.
Cicadas are so interesting, the way that they're, when you're in summertime watching news reports in New Zealand.
Oh, and they're
and
so
people,
loud.
It's impossible to get rid of that noise once it's in there.
Oh, I guess if you're a sound guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
Yeah, sometimes in the summer, it's really deafening. So we're listening for elephant here?
I think so, yeah.
And what do you think that symbolizes, the elephant?
I don't know. The song's called Shout.
Because, I've said everything else symbolizes sex, but,
Well, I think the elephant is a, especially when it's the trumpeting elephant.
Yes, so it's what, power?
I hope I've
power?
Got the bloody right song, otherwise I'm going to make it myself.
Should have done Missy Elliott. That would have been easy.
Yeah, well, we can still do that, can't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you have to find the exact second.
I think it's right at the start.
Actually, I would think lots of animal sounds would sound good on top of this.
Go for it. I don't know if it is a song, actually, now I come think of it.
But so I've got two spin-offs for this show, because like I said, it's supposed to be sound effects, and so there were so many that animal sounds is only one, so there are going to be two more because of just a rich texture of all
That's
sorts of...
That's not the song.
Oh, yeah.
Good one, yeah. Okay, what do you got? We've got the Missy Elliott one?
Yep, do we have time?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if we can listen to the whole
No, we don't have to listen to the whole one. We just need the elephant to deflect from me not getting it right. Do you know elephants can talk to each other through the grumbling of their stomachs? They rub their stomachs, grind together and produce a thing called infrabass, which can travel for kilometres and kilometres and kilometres. We can't hear it.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Maybe it's watching. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down,
flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's when yet. Isn't that the same sentence backwards?
I think I heard that. Yeah. Oh, we missed it! That was like a trumpet. So yeah, it so it had
good
it,
one for both of us.
It wasn't sort of meaning. I think it was just meaning sort of exclamation. It was sort of meaning.
do or you don't know you will or won't chop. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture.
Anyway, so they can grind their tummies and that's how they, that's, you know, the theory of the elephant graveyard, you know how they know where to go to die. They can, because they can talk to each other over like tens of kilometers just with this low bass.
Please don't use any of the scientific facts you've learned on this show without in your assignments before looking them up on Google.
Look it up on Google.
Oh, see, it's standing in for if you have a big. So it's standing in for the swear words.
Right. Okay. There we go. Hot dog. So animal sounds all over the show, and you can't really say when
and
they start.
Elephants talking through their stomach, and
you mock me. You mock me. I'm right.
It's been a real learning curve this morning.
And for a sound, it's called. It's the deepest space. We so deep we can't hear it.
I hear your stomach rumbling right now.
And for a sound,
your bowl of porridge is waiting.
What's next?
Oh, next.
No, next week.
Oh, I think we'll go old classics. We're gonna go French horn.
Oh. Right,
that was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.